Hey folks, Sir Richard Wentworth. When you're ready to buy a car, TrueCar is changing car buying forever. Yes, TrueCar helps buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the TrueCar mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. With TrueCar, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, what up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jan here in studio for the Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. I am joined in studio by my lovely ladies. We got Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up, everybody?
Look here now.
Yes.
Those are Golden Globe realness now.
Right, you
honey.
Was at the Golden Globes last night. Yes,
did you do the nail cap? Walk them up?
No, I didn't. I did my own, though.
Oh.
You did your own
to
nails?
To myself.
Oh.
Yeah, I did myself. Except their stickers. I didn't, like, paint them.
Oh, they're cute.
Thank you.
Girl, you just told all
moving on to the lap. We got Miss Corinne Williams.
Hey, it's my jam. Hey.
And of course, you know, reading bitches for filth. We have Miss Pink English in the house.
Yes.
Queen, she brought the chichis though. Yes.
All right. Bottling and dabbling. How you doing?
All right, well.
Golden Globes.
Oh, Gigi.
Yes. I won 2 awards the other
last time. Winning.
Well, you know, we had to break out the shade glasses this season because there was too much shade going on, y'all, with Puerto Rico, the episode.
Puerto Rico.
Let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. All right, so we started the episode off with a lovely vision of Claudia's feet.
Lord,
we get Kenya and Claudia, they go to the foot doctor, they're talking about how Demetria invited all the girls to go to this Puerto Rico trip.
Sponsored by
Roger Bob.
The shade was awesome in
it
this
was
episode.
Epic.
It was great.
I mean, from Kenya saying, I mean, I've never seen Nene wet. I don't even know if she showers.
She.
It was like every scene Nene or Kenya had, she talked about Nene.
Yep.
Every.
Kenya
it
and
was
Phaedra
good.
Were
good,
on
though.
Several tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Phaedra
gets the award.
I was going to say she gets the award, but then insert Claudia.
Mm. No, Claudia gets.
Claudia built a library. That's
she
how
did.
Much reading she did.
Oh,
right. Yes.
Well, we'll talk about that. But so I was dying at Kenya's reaction to Claudia's feet.
I know.
That would have been me up in there if I was with my friend looking at my friend's feet like that. You know what I mean? Like, I love you. I support you, but your feet look
go
like.
Claudia for raggedy. Showing that on television because I don't know if
big
I could
ups.
Do that.
I would not have done it.
I don't
it.
Think I could have done
couldn't
it.
Couldn't have been me.
Mm, gone, girl.
Yeah. What are those candies called? Turtles?
That's true.
What are those candies called? Turtles?
Like yeah.
The,
the
peacock. What are you talking about?
That's what her foot looked like.
It did look like that. You are
like,
so
bitch,
right.
Your feet look like Russell Stover's.
Those are so good until now. Now
I
that you
know,
you're
my so
mind. Now I hate them.
You're gonna see her toes every time you try to eat one.
Looking like a bear claw. All right, so
they were ratchet.
She's thinking about doing something, you know, but it would require her getting a surgical boot, and that ain't cute. My honey, that surgical view might have been cuter than.
But did you see them though?
I know, but damn.
What else are they supposed to do? Take a magical pill and then they're gone.
I mean, you ain't got no
cure.
You can't rub them off with
like
the,
shave it off, no. Right? Yeah.
She could have went to some Asian down in Koreatown here in LA. They would have figured some way to get them clones off your tongue.
They would have.
Because this is like,
what
yeah,
do they do?
Like, this just isn't a bun yet or like a blister. These are like.
Looking like Girl Scout cookies.
Like,
samosas. Like.
The samosas.
Sorry, I'm thinking about mimosa. I'm trying
Poor
to drink.
Claudia. But she's right. She's pretty from her ankles up. Gorgeous, yeah. Darling.
All right. So then we get Kenya was bouncing around. She went over to see Cynthia. And with Cynthia, she met up with some these guys named Larry and Carlton. And well, she's looking to find an assistant. And
or
she would like
herself.
Because, you know, she wants someone who is knowledgeable in TV and film.
Yes. Because that's very important. That's when you work
someone who's
Kenya.
Really comfortable on planes.
Because she travels.
A lot.
Yeah.
And then she wants someone to know when she's thirsty. Well, honey, we all know that.
Right? All day, every day, 24/7, baby.
Shade over there, Jesse. Yes! That was so shady.
I don't want to be too...
Shade one,
Too
Jesse.
Much, because... So I interviewed Kenya last night on Golden Globe.
That's TV. Plugs.
She looked beautiful.
She did. Her skin was radiant.
Mm-hmm. She didn't have any, like, craters?
No. It was like...
Her skin was real cute.
She needs to be careful because she has... Turtle's face.
I can't.
And Claudia has turtle toes.
I can't.
Right?
But she didn't last night, is what I'm saying.
But that's what I don't understand. How does it go away? So, I don't get it. Because, like, sometimes it's, like, perfectly smooth, and then other times it's like...
Was it? Did she have makeup?
I mean,
like,
she definitely
a
had
lot?
Makeup, but,
maybe she's
but
had,
it didn't look crazy.
It didn't look crazy.
It just was, like, tasteful,
was
and then
tasteful,
underneath the
makeup,
you're like, wow.
And you're like, wow, you look glowy, beautiful. And your
but she does
look
good at
great.
Carpets.
She's pretty, though.
For red
she
carpets. Because BET Awards,
carpet.
Her and Claudia
she
both did yellow, and I liked it.
I think she's really pretty, so.
I think she's pretty, it's just her attitude is sucks.
Stankonia.
Yeah, so it makes her look ugly.
Mm. But
episode.
I'm living for her
I
on
for her.
Celebrity Apprentice.
Is she good?
I like her outside of the Real Housewives aspect.
Yeah.
To see that different side of her.
But what's
how
the different
her
side?
Brain,
she just
looks like huh? how
her
brain
different
actually
side?
Works.
Because she ain't shade
she's
in the way.
Thinker.
Like, this is a game. Like, this mm-hmm. is a different type of game, Real Housewives. This is like, on some lie, bitch,
this
you sunk
like
my battleship type
girls.
Shit.
Yeah.
Exactly. Suck my battleship.
So, all right, then they start talking about, Kenya and Cynthia start talking about Nene and how Nene's so mean and she needs, Nene needs to do something
mm-hmm.
different. Because Nene's so mean.
I'm so tired of that.
All right. Moving on from that. Candy decided to go meet up with Demetra.
To talk about who?
To apologize for...
Gosha.
What'd you call him last week?
Goku. Dragon Ball Z, baby.
Gotcha.
So Candy apologizes for Goku spilling the tea about Roger Bob. And Demetra real quickly slid in there. She was like, oh, so hey, girl, so what about working at with each other?
I
said, I'm sorry.
My whole life.
You know I had to plug.
You're a mogul. You're a star. You're amazing. And you
I
perform.
Love you.
You married Todd.
She
how
was
did
under
you
the
get Todd to marry
like,
you?
Candy was like...
Candy's like, can I get my toy back, girl?
Right.
Nice, on the left shoulder, set
I got
off.
A little man at home.
And I love that Candy was like... Well, I don't really work with girls from the group, but honey, maybe you're having some problems at home.
Like, how was that even?
What was
relatable?
The advice she was giving her, though? Like, to hold his balls
they
while she's sucking
him? She has
a
toy or
it's
something.
It's like a lip,
you,
a bullet
that uh-huh. you hold under the balls while you're doing the thing.
Well,
it's for the female.
It.
Like, it's like a vibrator for the female.
But you can
but
use
you
it on the
for the clitoris,
you
Jesse.
Can use it on the man.
That's not the vagina.
Yeah. It's not the vajaj.
I understand a vagina and a clit.
Okay, good.
Just clarify.
So you put it under his balls while you're giving him... head and it just
stimulates. All right, maybe
and
there
I
you
know
go,
nothing
Roger
about
Bob.
This don't hit me up on Instagram Twitter Roger at Pink Bob. English or
not asking to do anything Roger
and they went from BJ tips to remote control panties
yes which
I
how does that work
I've never heard of these
like
remote
push,
control
does it push up against
real
your
life
clitoris?
I mean I'm sure it just vibrates
I mean I guess
and, like, tickles.
I was like what.
It's probably just order, like order. Panties with something inserted
yeah,
in like the,
clearly.
You know, like that little section.
It's a little vibrator, press the button.
Like that foot massager thing my grandmother
exactly.
has just in your cooch.
just for your vajayjay. You can wear them all day.
Candy knows everything, though.
Like, when I get married, I just need her to be my friend so she can tell me, like, how to do cartwheels on my man.
Have you guys ever been to a bedroom candy party?
No.
I have.
Oh.
Was a while.
Wait, for candy stuff?
Yeah. Like, there's representatives. I went to a friend's birthday. Oh, my,
it's like
Avon
type?
Yeah, exactly. And they have all the toys, and they're actually packaged, like, really nice. They're like.
Pampered Chef.
Yeah, they're nice, but they're expensive. They're not cheap at all.
Really?
Hey, no.
So wait, you like get to hold them?
You get to touch everything.
And then you purchase the ones that you're holding?
No, they order it.
Everybody's hands all over them?
That's what I'm saying. That's
you order nasty. And then they mail it.
So what did you order?
Yes!
I didn't order anything.
Yeah.
I didn't order anything.
Yeah. She knows about that.
Her purse goes up.
She does. Look, the compact.
It's a mouse outside. Imagine that would be hilarious.
She got a condom holding mirror. Right. She got a vibrating chapstick.
Like, here's the lipstick.
Oh, girl, wait till see at night when she take that weave off, put it between her legs. What it do? That's Candy and Portia working on a line together.
Go naked.
Go naked. Go naked.
Oh my god. Go naked bedroom.
Go naked bedroom.
Well. Right. All right. We might have to pull the shades out in a second, because Miss Nene and Phaedra went to Demetrius' studio.
And for what was the reason behind that?
So well, contrived.
Why? It was very contrived.
This contrived teaming up of Nene and Phaedra, like, hey, we'll be the Shade Sisters.
When they don't know each other from Athens.
Well, they don't like each other from Athens.
But now they're besties.
But they're besties.
You see Candy is getting inched out.
Yes.
Inched all the way out.
By herself. She's not even really connected.
But Candy put herself there.
I'm not mad. She did.
She's the one with the. Never mind.
No. Like, Phaedra probably looking at her like, bitch, you went to lunch with her. Or for what?
Yeah. I can't.
So they went there and, we hear Demetria singing one of her songs, which.
I trade it all.
I mean, I could.
She sounded great.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, not great, but I was shocked that she could actually sing. Because,
Mother's Love would have been a great.
Majority of the people, they say they sing, and then we hear Kim. But then we saw her. I'm like, okay, she can actually hold
the
a tune.
Ring.
There wasn't auto tune or
the
anything.
Ring.
Didn't mean a thing.
The
to
ring
you.
Didn't mean a thing. The thing.
Oh. Higher.
Hold on, let me hear that playback. Thing. That playback.
Sweetie, I need a cigarette.
No, but guys, for real, I could honestly hear her song, being played on, Love and Hip Hop or something. You know they do that thing at the end? This song was brought to you by Demetria Bob.
I can see that, yeah.
Oh, wait. I guess it wouldn't be Bob, though, because you ain't get your Cheerio.
She ain't got no ring,
I mean,
honey.
I think I see, like you guys said, a mother's love at best.
Love.
She could do that.
Yeah, she could definitely do that.
If she gets
love.
In with Nene, she might be able to get up on Cinderella.
To tour with
Tyler
Perry. Mm-hmm. You know, he always does those plays.
He's got shows.
She kept the wig from the play. Wait, why do all his plays, no matter how much money he has, their wigs have those, little mics that hang from their head, from, the
but
middle
But those are
of...
good, though.
I mean, that's what they
But they look
use.
Silly.
I mean, they do, but that's just
I mean, but it's
2015,
it's
they need to find a better mic to go, not this one hanging.
Girl, you are not coming for Tyler Perry's microphone pack set.
Pink English.
What?
I have several, man.
I'm sorry.
Well.
Can you put some bangs on it?
Right. Something.
Right. No, Nene's wig would be perfect to hide some microphone like that.
Nene's wig would be perfect to hide nothing.
Put it under one noodle.
Honey,
like
to hide
loop
the dust bunnies they've been picking up. All right. Which we seen Nene Except wear last sanity. Night, too. But it looked like she was wearing the...
What was she wearing?
She had a different...
The Guinevere, I'd call it.
It was the Jumanji wig. It was the Jumanji wig.
You know, Guinevere was flat, and then it has that wrap thing around the edges
Jesse,
of it.
Jesse, what
you
know, is it called?
I don't know what it was looking
like. You know Guinevere wig.
I know what he's saying. I am a speechless.
I know.
My mind can't wrap around this. Hey, it was sitting down.
It was down.
It was down.
Oh, so it had a seat.
It had a seat. It was. She was like, "We're going on live television, not no Bravo shit."
Well, I said, You better sit down, Wig. It was still that awful, awful blonde, but it wasn't that yellow that she had going on tonight.
Well, did it look better than what we have been seeing?
It was down.
It wasn't Sia, and it was sitting down.
Okay, but what did it look like?
It was like it was the Jumanji wig, except she had it braided.
Yeah,
it was
like
braided.
Imagine like
she had a wig crown, a frisbee
upside down.
It was trying to be a
Grecian. I got it.
A frisbee upside down.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, it was really trying to be a Grecian.
It was trying to be Grecian.
Okay. What was she giving wardrobe-wise?
It was a white dress, right?
Was it white?
I can't remember.
I can't remember. Honestly, I was just looking
at it. I saw her twice, actually, and there was a lot of boob. She had boobs out.
She was real quick. She didn't want to talk to nobody on the carpet.
And I'm pretty sure it was Michael Costello.
Because she knew that they were about to see she got red for filth tonight.
I mean, not only that, but I just think it would be like, so hey, girl.
Well, she saw Jessica.
What are you doing?
Like, no Black Hollywood Live.
Did she really?
No.
Set it off.
Nene, want to come up here, Nene. We won't talk about your wigs too long. You know, we do got to talk about it for like 5 minutes. Like, Nene, you got to respond about your edges and you have to respond about your hair.
You have to talk about your edges.
I mean, wouldn't it just be great if she was just like, yeah, y'all, obviously I've been bleaching for like 4 years.
Like, what's her name?
Ball, what?
Countess Vaughn.
Oh, what did she say? What did she say?
She's the bitch.
You don't remember?
She had the gnats in her weave and it all ate up her head.
She had no edges.
The glue ate out her edges. She kept on doing ice for her
wigs. I thought you said she had gnats, bugs living in her hair.
You know, if it's there that long, you're going to get
She kept having the glue and whatnot. And it snatched
wait,
up her
whoa,
edges.
Whoa. Bitches be having bugs up in their hair like that?
Haven't you watched LA Hair? You remember that? The girl had some bugs in her
hair. I'm sure.
In their weave?
Wait, didn't you hear about...
if you don't take it out and wash it and clean it regularly.
It's dirty. Wait,
you cannot keep it in for a long period of time.
But wait, it can save your life. Didn't you guys hear about that girl that got shot and the bullet got stuck in
her...
What
can save your life? A weave?
Listen, someone shot at her and the bullet stopped in her hair and the weave saved her life.
Guys, I don't mind a damn... You know what I mean? I'd rather you have a loose
weave. She had on the net, too.
But I'm really worried. Bitches got gnats living in their hair?
Yes.
That's if you exceed the time that you're actually supposed to...
Well, girl, you bringing it up, I'm assuming people do. So I'm nervous.
You know how many girls, doo-doo mamas out there got...
You said doo-doo mama?
Like, just raggedy, trifling, ghetto, just all the above kind of girl. You know what I mean?
A dude.
I have not heard that one.
You haven't?
I have never
Let me put my shades on for some protection, because I'm just over here like, damn it.
A doo-doo mama?
But that's what I'm trying to say, the type of girls that have gnats and mosquitoes in their wings.
Look, I know about head lice and things like that, but gnats, I can't.
Like in their pop trunk.
All right.
Well, Portia ain't no doo-doo mama.
Let's keep it moving on.
Right.
That's why you guys should get Go Naked.
Go naked.
They are gnat free. All right, so they go inside there. Demetria is singing. She comes out and
Phaedra.
You know, Phaedra starts, you know, questioning some of the stuff that's going on.
No, she didn't question. She came in guns blazing,
ready to shoot that.
Like pop, 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 pop.
You old as hell. You trying to be?
She's like, oh, you 35.
You ain't thought about being a folk singer. Won't you sing some gospel? Do you think about being this before you were old as hell?
You too old. I can see in your 20s.
But Phaedra loves to act like she's like so oblivious to certain stuff. Like I don't know about, but it's like her really throwing shade about it.
Oh heck yeah!
Of course.
That's how you throw shade.
That's why I get into Phaedra.
All right,
you like her?
Yeah. I love.
I hate
her reads are epic.
Demetria says, you know, don't get it twisted. I came for Roger about Geico.
That was
she said, he said it was during the break. Bitch, of course he going to say it was during the break. Why wouldn't he say that?
Demetria,
and you were just
pitiful.
Cool with that.
You look so
mind
pitiful,
you.
Sandra.
She said last week that they were together at that
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
So how is? Oh well, now since it was during the break, I rewound in my mind. Girl, you guys have had so many breaks.
Mm-hmm. We've only broken up twice in our whole relationship.
You're only together when he comes over your house at night. That's
thank
it.
You.
Actually,
when you bobbing on
when
that
he
Roger.
Comes to her house because she ain't going over.
You ain't going to his house. And
no,
that one trip he took you to Puerto Rico.
Why didn't you do music when you were a tulip?
A tulip.
What? What's a tulip?
You know.
Spring flower, baby.
So wait, you want to be a pop star?
A pop star?
Like, I could see you as a folk singer, a gospel.
I'm actually
a folk singer.
That was a
read.
A folk singer.
She said, because you're old.
Like, who does folk? Like, Jewel? Like, she doesn't even do music anymore.
I was like, who classifies as folk music right now that you made that.
That's not like that's not even a category at the Grammys. Like, who wins that award?
Yeah, like, you know, the, all those white bands with like five guys playing banjos like
oh,
that.
Gosh. Like,
and they all their music like, sounds what? The same. They're yeah, like Imagine the Dragons.
It's like Willie, what's his name? The guy who has the ponytail. He's the white guy
Willie
with the
Nelson
ponytail.
Is
Willie
country,
Nelson.
Yes. Yeah, he's country.
But he's folk now because he's old. That's the
point. Gentlemen, folk singer Dimitri.
Wait, folk
Dimitria
and Demetria, that name. Folk and Demetria.
She can't marry Roger Bob because she's going to get Bob as a last name. She's going to sound with Demetria Bob.
She will take that right
that's
away.
Too, that,
she's taking that
name
last
is
name.
Bob. Is that his real last name for real?
Yes. I don't know, but they keep calling him Bob, so maybe it's not.
But this is the thing, though, about Phaedra calling her out about her age. Phaedra, how old are you?
No, guys, she didn't call her out about her
did,
age.
Did, low-key.
No. She's
you're
saying,
35
you're 35
year old,
years old,
you're 35 year old
trying to be a pop star.
Young.
That's kind of calling you out about your age.
Right.
Oh, trying, to but it, trying to attain your dreams.
No, but Phaedra is not looking at Demetria and saying, you're old.
She's
like,
saying
as
you're
you,
old
you're
for
old.
A pop star.
To try and start a career at 35
that's
years old.
That's all relative.
Old.
It's the same daggone
thing. I mean,
thing.
You can, but it's just
it
real
is,
talk. Because at 35 years old, name a singer out now that just came out at 35 years old. Go.
That's a pop Demetria
McKinney.
Where's her song at? No, 2 Chainz been, I would give you that, but 2 Chainz
been
in the game and he was called
right.
Titty Boy.
Those
right.
aren't
right.
even his aim, like you right. can't even put them in a category.
But
like,
she's
like,
oh, that one.
Jamie Foxx, because then I'd give you Jamie Foxx. You can't. There isn't, because no one will look
well,
at
first
old
all, no
woman
one is
up
Beyonce,
there dancing.
Except B.
Well, who was trying?
Demetria
Kim Zolciak.
Okay, well, we can put Demetria in the same category
Kim.
With Kim Zolciak.
I don't understand why she couldn't just be R&B. Like, why she had to go to folk singing
because
and gospel.
She was being
she
shady.
R&B. Exactly. She's been shady as hell.
But, I mean, she was busy doing her House of Pain work.
But I don't understand why
playing
Phaedra,
a crack whore.
Right.
Well, I don't know if it was a whore,
but
it was
why
a crack
does Phaedra want to talk about something like she doesn't know? Like, Phaedra, you
like
only
what?
Represented.
What didn't she talk about?
Like, why are you talking about what category she should be in when you're a lawyer and a mortician or whatever? Like, you should talk about dead people.
And she does. And she does. When she signs
Bobby
her checks.
Brown,
when
like,
she
that's
signs
the
her.
The person you've represented. So, unless you're representing Mariah Carey.
Derek J. Correction. Derek J.
Oh, and Candy, right?
Oh, no, Candy doesn't use her.
Mm-hmm. Wait, didn't someone else use her?
No.
Oh,
didn't
Sheree
Kim
did
use Sheree?
Sheree.
Yeah. She brought Sheree when she wanted back child support from Bob Whitfield.
Okay, but the thing is Phaedra has a job that suits her age category and is relevant and has been going on for how long, where Demetria is trying to be Britney Spears at the time when Britney Spears is done falling apart. Like,
well,
there's a certain age where you can't... A 30-minute set with only 2 of your own songs.
That was
nasty. And Roger Bob did not pay for it. The production paid for it, so...
30 minutes is a long.
I want to know what club.
It's a very long time on stage.
30
singing?
Minutes is long.
To hear somebody you don't give two craps,
and we don't know
singing.
Her music.
Guys,
so
you
what
know,
are we
this
gonna
is
be?
Out of Sandals or something like that, where they're like Real Housewives of Atlanta star Demetria McKinney. It's like all these all white people like, oh guys, it's some Real Housewives. It's some
at
big show on Bravo. I don't watch the show, but I heard that
oh,
she's
gosh.
One of the housewives.
They're like, she looks like Beyonce.
Hopefully, she just did a lot of cover songs.
She was doing 2 of her own.
Yeah, a lot of cover
so
songs.
So Phaedra says, what is Roger waiting for? How long will it take a man to know? 8 years.
Cricket.
And then Demetria talks about playing, you know, on House of Pain or Crackhead. And Phaedra said, have
did
you ever
you
done crack?
Smoke crack?
Now that was just so
I mean,
nasty
hey.
And
I
so
mean,
rude.
Technically.
Maybe she was just asking, are you a method actor?
I mean, not.
She was trying to
no,
give
Phaedra
her.
No, Phaedra
knew what
her
she
words.
Was doing. She's Phaedra's not
wait
stupid.
A minute. Hold on. We interviewed Omari Hardwick, and he said the same thing, and I asked him if he did it.
It's true.
I really asked him. I was curious.
But that's Omari. Like, he's a real actor.
Oh.
Well, she
Demetria
wants to be
a
real,
actress.
A real actress. So don't shade Miss Demetria.
On
who's? On Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
Tyler Perry, seriously. The only person that does Rude. Is Oprah. Think about it.
I love Tyler Perry. And I take him very serious.
Oh my God. Done with
I
everything.
I mean, he can come on our show, but I mean... I don't know.
Girl, bitch, he ain't gonna want to come on our show now.
He's gonna black Hollywood.
Not after that dirty old nasty.
Don't taint that stage.
That is all peak right. English Tyler Perry. Well, at Just 808 loves you.
Obviously, she is.
Give me
not
a role, please. Method. I'll play a crack here.
She ain't method. She ain't do no crack. Let's go to the airport. So we get. So we get to Puerto Rico. Demetra, Candy, and Portia are driving to the hotel. And that's where Demetra's talking about, you know, she's going to sing for a half hour. Candy goes, "Ooh, that's a long time. You know, you shouldn't be playing a song that people don't know."
Mm-hmm. But she ain't got none that nobody does know.
No.
And then we also find out that Bob is not coming because he has a more important movie premiere. What this
movie?
Motherfucker put movies out. I need to look up his
IMDb. One of Kenya's.
No, it was probably like Madea Goes to Jail or one of those like little.
He doesn't Madea's work with Tyler Perry anymore.
Which, by the way, actually.
They've parted ways, and I think they had a.
Kenya
long
said
squabble.
That there is going to be something coming up with her and Roger Bob. I asked if it was a movie that they were doing together. She said, sort of. But maybe. We do have a project.
I was just going to say that.
I wanted to get into some
a
of that
porno.
Too.
3 months pregnant with Bob, baby.
Baby Roger Bob.
Could you imagine if that was
three
the scandal?
3 months pregnant. Three
is she really pregnant
with Roger Bob's baby?
She was not pregnant at all.
3 months pregnant with Roger Bob.
Are you found all three of those movies?
You never know. Okay, we have his IMDb up. Give me one moment. Boy.
What is his full name? Is
oh,
it really
Roger Bob
Bob's
worked
name?
On House of Pain.
Roger Bob.
Yeah, that's yes, what he did.
The Ricky Smiley Show.
That's where he made
the
his
Ricky
money.
Smiley Show.
So that's how Claudia got her job.
Okay.
Oh. Thank you, Claudia.
There you go. Okay, well, he's got a new film, TV movie. Girlfriend's Getaway.
Mm. Oh, we Wait, saw that. The... That already came on BET with Garcelle
so
Bouvier.
Maybe that's what he was going to the premiere for. Because that was out last year. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
It went
Demet.
Straight to BET.
There you go.
Straight to Redbox.
It went straight to BET.
Hey, it's a movie.
Then we get to the other girls. We get, I guess we'll call them Team Pretty. Claudia, Cynthia, and Kenya.
They are pretty.
Start talking about the beasts. Which are Portia, Nene, and Phaedra. And that they want to baptize the beast.
I'm sorry, that was funny. Put them down, bring them back up. Put them down, it's not going to work, yo.
Cynthia was really animated in that, too.
She was like, please.
She was like, are you going to be nice? Are you going to be nice? Duck them again.
And she would be the one that's like holding the towel. Okay, here's a towel to dry you off.
Nah, play. I think she might do the dunkerization this time.
Imagine her dunking Nene.
She's
are you crazy?
To be nice.
Are you
Cynthia ain't doing no dunking. You
no.
saw how scared she was at the right. end of the table trying to reach. She was like
she
popping
was,
around. Can't,
she was. She was.
Nene.
She
wasn't scared.
She was piping up.
Girl.
She has no friends now.
She was begging. She was like, please.
She was not.
Please, just be
Cynthia,
nice. Just
no.
apologize. Girl. Can we just apologize and
go
move
put your
on?
Glasses on?
Cynthia is so over it.
But she was
I
right
that
about
she
that
was
situation.
So over it. She so was... over. So over Nene. Like, girl, please, mm-hmm. bye.
She trying
Boom, cat,
she,
bye.
She doing this to make Nene be... So Nene's looking at her like, oh, wait, girl, you got your... You getting your read on? You becoming a woman now? Trying to make her jealous of some sort. Like, you should have had me on your team. No, girl.
She still looked pitiful.
No, she did.
All right.
Go,
so
Cynthia,
here is my thing once. About this. So Demetra tries to shade Phaedra in front of Phaedra's best friend, which I'm looking like, girl...
Why did she bring that up?
She was like, so here's my thing. Like, I'm just not sure... about Phaedra, like, she, like, made a crackhead comment, and, like, it really affected me. And the girls were like, oh, that's just
oh,
how
that's
she
just
is,
how
you know?
She
like,
is.
Calm down, sensitive Sally.
Right, it's like, you've seen the show. You live in Atlanta. You know that Phaedra and Candy at the time were besties, so to speak. And then you say this.
Mm-hmm. But so then... This bitch, you look at her just trying to get that peach. Girl, you'd be look too
she
desperate. You look like
it.
A puppy running around trying to get a peach, and that's why you ain't get one.
Ride
so she goes, she runs over to Team Beauty, and she's talking mm-hmm. to them. You know how close I was with you guys? I just felt like this connection. Like, when did you feel that connection? Because they all have shaded you.
All of them.
So then she goes on all to say, them. She brings up, you know, the only one who isn't is Phaedra, and she starts talking and shading Phaedra with those girls. Girl, so you went to the first team, tried to see if you get a rally, didn't work out, so you go to the second team, and now you're like, oh, these bitches are bitter, let me sit with them.
They're more messier. They're feeding into you, that's why.
Well, all these girls are messy. I mean.
I was going to say, everybody on this team is messy. they all setting it all up.
Set it off.
Nice. Even Portia in her little giggles, like, hey, yep. That's real. Oh no, you know she'll come in, but then in her little confessional, she's like, you know how Phaedra is, she'll come for you, and if you don't laugh it off, she will come. So she's just as shady as
Phaedra all. And Portia had the Nene laugh tonight. They did the, they were both like, with the teeth.
Well, maybe because they had her beverage.
Her beverage. I was trying to figure out who was really drunk.
Nobody.
Claudia.
No, Portia was drunk.
And Claudia was, because even in the preview for next week, when Claudia was like, I had to tell her.
Yeah,
she looked
drunk.
Like she had several. And Cynthia probably did, too, for her to speak up.
I was hoping Nene was pretty drunk, but we'll get there.
No, I don't think so.
No, she looked so.
Maybe she was drunk when she got there.
I don't think she got drunk, period.
A little buzz yet. When she got there.
Nah, player.
Well, Nene and Faye just show up, and they're shading Demetria the whole time. They meet Dallas, Demetria's stylist, in which Faye just says, oh, you got her outfit on point this time.
Mm.
And then Mr. Dallas was like, how dare you?
I don't understand why Phaedra is like really, because Phaedra really doesn't ever really fly. Hard come for people unless she has a reason to. So mm-hmm. It's like for some reason she really is coming hard at Demetria
because she's an easy target. She's the new girl on the block. A little hazing never hurt anybody.
Yeah, but
they all
but
these
that's
girls.
Not usually Phaedra's
that's not
thieves,
usually Phaedra's like, role. She's never really been like
she's
that.
She's supposed to be above it.
She's going through a lot.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. She's pulling a Nene when Nene and Greg were going through their crap, and now she's just being mean just because she can.
And it's like, why'd you come? And this girl invited
exactly.
you, and you're really like really going buck at her. Like, I'm sorry, your plane ticket. It's time to go home.
Oh, girl.
They're like, get out of here.
I mean, honestly, the way I look at it is like Nene and Phaedra are looking at this like this bitch is thirsty. Like, here she comes. It's so crazy. All these reality shows, their storylines just like be like, are they writing the same script and just reusing people? Because I'm looking at Demetria, like, what's her name from Love and Hip Hop New York? Diamond. Like, are we just plugging random ass girls into this? Like, mm-hmm. Phaedra and Nene are probably looking like, girl, Roger Bob don't want you. That's not even a real relationship. Mm-hmm. Are we just bringing in bitches now? Like, we brought Kenya and we bring Claudia in. Like, these girls are not housewives.
Yeah.
Why are they on the show? And so I think that's where Phaedra and Nene are looking out like, girl, like, oh, you brought us on this Puerto Rico chick. Mm, mm-hmm. The room's small.
Yeah. A closet.
Whose money is this? Oh, Roger
so
Bob's.
But do you think Bravo's that Roger money. Bob actually paid for it?
No, Bravo paid for it.
So
I can just
pay for their tickets to her show. They were what, like $5 each?
I can just imagine where this show is going to be.
They were part of the package
when
they
checked
say? In the hotel.
Do you think it's going to be
all inclusive?
You get a free dinner, a concert by Demetria, and cocktails, all inclusive.
And if you get up before 9, you can actually go and ride the surfboards for free.
Surfboards.
Oh gosh.
Mm-hmm, honey.
You tell like Phaedra.
Rules may change if you
right. Come on, Jesse.
Sorry. All right. So Nene, they're shading and whatnot. So they get to the rooms. They're shading that too.
Mm-hmm.
And then Team Pretty, we get to the dinner table, and Team Pretty's there. They're doing their little champagne toast.
Champagne toast, everybody smiling.
They're cute.
Happy,
like,
Kenya is doing her job to make sure Demetria feels like the queen.
Mm-hmm. Like, thank you so much.
Which is strange.
No, it's
because
not.
Two weeks ago, she was shading her.
Just wait for it.
She
perfect.
Appreciates her trip and the setup for an attack on fake drugs.
Dun, dun, dun.
Mm. Oh, so, yeah, you're right. She was setting up because she wanted a show.
Oh, yeah.
And look how mean they're being.
Yeah, so nasty. Oh my gosh.
Demetria makes a comment. Got really cloudy in here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it did. When them noodles came down, it was like. Put your glasses on, Jesse. That was a real.
Noodles.
Those noodles.
It was like when you pour it in and then you add your packet.
Honey.
Ew,
I used to do that
kind of pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah, ramen.
That's not
top
pasta.
Ramen.
Top ramen. Shrimp flavor.
Holla.
Demetria starts dinner with Phaedra's shade.
She said, I really need to talk about
it. You went and you talked about my relationship.
Oh, God.
Well, bitch. Everyone in the world knows who Roger Bob is, so we have to comment on him. Roger Bob is probably really irritated he was ever involved with you, because I'm sure the things that people are saying about Roger Bob are not about his film or acting, you know what I mean, producing or anything like that.
Clearly
it's
not.
About his penis and all the bitches that he's been fucking. Ooh. And that's all because of you, Demetria, because you want to peach on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Oh. And you think that this is going to launch a singing career for you. And I'm hoping that you don't really think this is going to launch a singing career and you're just using this to get onto Real Housewives of Atlanta. I would appreciate that more, but I'm just sitting here and looking like, have we not learned from watching every single season of Real Housewives of Atlanta, as well as watching every season of Love and Hip Hop? It just doesn't work when you try to like put yourself on television and come off as a whore. You know what I mean? Like, there's just different ways of going about doing it, but it's okay, girl.
We still love you. Sorry about it. Not really.
And just get away from Roger Bob. Like, why are we doing that?
Sips. And if she's so in love with Roger Bob, you forgot to also say he's not on her Instagram at all.
Oh. How do we know that? You looked at it?
Yes.
Okay, Miss Angel.
You know, I'm just doing a little research for our episode, you know.
But supposedly they're still together.
All right. Well, so Phaedra says, why do you bring your husband up if you don't want him to be a topic? And then, you know, I want to know who prepped Demetria for this one. You know, it was probably, what's his name? Dallas. Dallas was like,
let me tell you.
All you have in common is the number 8. Mm-hmm. Your man is going away for 8, and mine has been here for 8. Mm-hmm. Phaedra should have been quick and said, you know what else the number 8 has is the amount of bitches he'd be fucking too on the side.
Oh. Hello, somebody.
Ooh, yes. I wish you had a little dirty wig right there so you could flip it. Yeah.
I got my Nene bang.
Come on, bang. Jesse, you're right. Reading down. Sorry. Honey, I can't even talk right now.
So then she says, you then cracked on my age. She said, honey, I'm only 35. I'm younger than you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're closer to 40 than 20.
True that. Double reads.
Reads all over. And Phaedra says, well, honey, I have a ring boo.
Or if he bought it, it's somebody's. Yeah.
At least it's real, though. Might be someone else, but at least it's real. This bitch trying to get a Fruit Loop.
A Cheerio.
Honey, she'd take a Fruit Loop. It wouldn't even have to be Fruit a Cheerio. Bitch, this bitch would take. No,
I'll
what are the bags?
Honeycomb.
Circolos, the bags in the damn bottom. She'd be like, I'll take one of them.
Ring pops.
She can't even get a ring pop. Yeah.
He would have to go find that. That's more effort. He'd go to Kroger and get that.
So in the middle of all this, Nene and Portia shade Claudia. It was about like getting a drink and there were lipstick marks on it.
They didn't shade Claudia, they shaded Kenya.
Was that Kenya?
Because it was Kenya's glass. Claudia wanted a drink, so Kenya was handing her drink to Claudia, and that's when Nene was like,
yes,
you might not want to put your lips
that's
on that.
That's exactly when.
See,
Kenya might have some cooties.
And Claudia, you do not need bumps. You got bumps on your feet. You don't need them on your lips, girl.
You know what?
No. I'm just saying, but here's why I fuck with Claudia, because Claudia, I would have been very much like Claudia. Yeah. I would have been sitting quiet at the table and watched the ping pong back and forth, and I would have been like, okay, who's the deer here? Mm-hmm. Let me stick up for the deer. And then I would have Sheer Kong that bitch's ass. I would have came for Nene, too. I would have been like, Nene.
Somebody needed to. It was time.
She shut Nene's whole system off.
See, I don't think she read her for filth like everyone on Twitter was saying. It was cute.
But she shut her down.
But she let her know she was there.
She let her presence known,
like, you're not going to try me. And if you ever come, I have a mouth just like you. I'm not Cynthia, nor am I Portia or any of these other
women. That's why she shut her down. She was like, ding dong, hi, open up.
I'm here. And her turning point was when Nene got uncomfortable.
She started cursing
and getting real ugly because she got mad when Claudia said, I'm sorry, I can't even say what else she said. When you were my age, you still had edges. Nene lost it. You could see the shift. You physically could see the shift. And she was like,
she turned her back to her.
And then she said, bye girl. Nene, you gave up. Come on, Nene.
Big ups to the editor because they inserted that Portia individual interview or whatever where she said, here goes Nene. Here goes that Nene. She nutted up after that. She could not deal. So she made her uncomfortable and that's all she had to do.
It's funny because you know when like you're in an argument with someone in high school and you don't have anything else to say, but like, you're a hoe. Yep. Like, that's what, that was the only thing. Like, I mean, that's always the comment you can go for. I don't care. I'm a grown woman. You can call me a hoe all day long.
Right, like, because really what's Nene gonna say? Like, girl, your makeup looks good.
Yeah.
Your head looks laid.
Yes.
Damn it. No, she's
and gonna she
say,
don't know the toe thing yet.
You
so.
A half-breed and nobody here wants you.
Yeah, like the half-breed comment was like, Nene,
like, you're 13 back in, all, where are they from? Albany. Saying Athens. Some old country shit.
Right, like, Cher, sit down.
And nobody cares.
And why would you comment on a racist situation? Yeah.
And then she...
You homophobe last season, and now you're confused? A racist.
And then she threw in her job.
Black Lives Matter.
But that wasn't a...
like, are you kidding me, Nene?
Did you say black? I can't.
Wait, can we talk about Cynthia, which led all this up?
Yeah,
so Cynthia says, we all know what shade is. No one is making it up. You should apologize. Nene said, why apologize if she feels she did nothing wrong? And then Nene and Cynthia kept going back and forth, and which I love that Cynthia said, we all know what shade is. Like, come on, we ain't gonna sit here and pretend we ain't. But at the same time, I did respect Nene for being like, look, girl, you're only talking to Demetria.
Exactly.
And you sitting up here, you're friends with poor Phaedra. Why didn't you get both sides of the stories before you want to damn be Captain Save-A-Ho?
But I can kind of understand what she's saying, because she was like, okay, if you didn't offend her, let's just squash it at this point. We're here on a vacation. We're all trying to have a good time. She invited us. Roger Bob is paying for it. So let's just say, hey, you know what? If we don't have any beef, like real beef, let me just say, hey, I've been on the show for six seasons,
and bitch, my husband just gotten caught up, and he going to jail. I'm not sitting here pretending that Roger Bob funded this, because Roger Bob ain't fucking here, and that Demetria's damn pop star career.
Demetria's point, like, that's not her fault that the producers have put her here and said, hey, you're gonna say the right, like, they can made up that storyline. So if she really wanted to be there, which she didn't, she wanted to do what she wanted to do, she would have been like, all right, cool, I don't care that you got this going on with Roger Bob, but alright, cool, I'm sorry you caught feelings about what I said.
Yeah.
So, but the problem is that Cynthia is still living in, like, real life where grown people act, and yeah. she forgot yeah.
she should downgrade that she her was on. Expectations.
Yeah, like, come on. They came on the show. Why else does Phaedra even say anything at all to Demetria?
Right. Why is she
like,
so
why
mad
are they
at her?
Even talking at
exactly.
all?
Exactly.
Stop. So, Cynthia, you gotta live in the reality show life.
But I'm with Nene on that one. Talked about. You weren't there, so don't say nothing about it.
They just
that was crap, man. Because no. you coming for people at a table and grown-ups, and they obviously were jumping on her when she was just trying to bring something to the table, honestly, and say, look,
but she,
I don't appreciate
yeah,
how
she
you
heard
did
the
this.
Whole
but
scenario,
wait,
but so
why are you
not
bring,
really a
but
stop.
Why are you bringing it up at the table?
Everybody.
Why wouldn't you pull Phaedra's
exactly.
sense and say, hey, girl.
Exactly.
Because it's television,
hey,
and
girl.
They told
oh,
her
know,
she had
right.
to bring it up at
I
the table.
It.
Girl, I'm just saying. So I'm with Nene on that one.
So Nene said, so Phaedra says, I'm sorry, I want you to be a happy pop star, but just don't, invite me nowhere.
She said, don't invite me nowhere else with you.
Oh, but it's like Phaedra. She didn't do anything to you. So calm down, Phaedra.
It's just annoying.
Phaedra's just mad.
Phaedra's just very angry.
You know what I mean? Like, she don't want to deal with the thought process.
But then why are you there? Just don't be there.
The thoughts.
So...
Yeah, then why did you go?
Why are you there on the show?
What happened, Jesse?
I agree.
Done melted a candy bar in my pocket, y'all.
Dang.
All right, so
what
we get Nene.
That's what you get for all the rubies.
Nene says, Candy, can you check Puerto Rico for a studio so we can drop some beats?
All them cuts.
And then, wait. And,
the
then,
one, and then insert high five.
Laughs,
but
high
what did that
five.
Mean? But what did that mean?
High five.
What did that mean? I don't get it.
It's not. It's just shading. Meaning, like, I'm 40-something years old. Like, can we find a studio
yeah.
and just
she was
I can lay
cut
a track
right
out of her. I can lay a track or two.
Cynthia was sad about it, and Claudia's the only one that was like, that is fucked up. Like, nobody else.
But did you see Claudia the whole time? She was just shifting in her seat like, what, for real? She wants to clap her hands.
Candy sitting there like, Jesus.
Said the other girls are too catty. Nene says, oh, Claudia, you have your own brain. You have a puppeteer. Claudia says, calls Nene the puppet master. Nene says, I am a puppet master at these jobs. She said, you mean the ones that were canceled? Honey, spell bridesmaids. She said, oh, we might be in our 40s, but I look 20 years. We look 20 years apart. Mm-hmm. She said, honey, when you were my age, you had edges. And that's the hair you bought with all that money?
Oh.
The question that we all been asking.
But if Nene, maybe like like, she just, like, I don't understand. Is she, like, in a bubble? She sees everyone does not, no one has commented, except probably Greg, that they liked your hair. So don't you think, like, maybe I should change it?
I don't think it's a choice.
Yeah.
I think
she's doing it on purpose. People are
talking. She does have a choice. She's
giving them something to talk about.
She's doing it on
this
purpose.
Is something for people to talk about.
I would not be in a laughing stock about a little wiglet.
There's no way. Oh, I feel like she's so unbothered by the wig.
You can change a wig anytime.
She has to be doing it on purpose. Why else would she be doing it?
Thank you.
She's not had busted hair for the last 7 years of the show.
Exactly.
Like, it hasn't been amazing every time, but she has not had effed up hair.
But what in the world is going on?
It's probably like the discounted wigs no one bought. She's like, let me have
that. Girl, I bought wigs. I ain't never seen no discounted wig looking like that ever. Even the Halloween wigs don't look like that. I was like, where'd you even find it? Like, somebody.
She has that little, on her confessional, she has that little Polly Pocket side pony. It's so cute. I'm like, that should be on a little tiny girl, not an Amazon.
Honey, that's the hair you bought, Nene said. Well, honey, the money can't buy you a new pussy. Your clit has left your body.
I can't.
That was so rudimentary. Why did we need to go there?
Why do we go to the vagina?
It's like, you're mad because she called you a stripper.
You're mad because she said you ain't got no edges.
Nene don't care about the stripper. She cared about the hair comment and the job comment.
If you watch it again, she like was taken aback when she made the stripper comment.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, girl, we know you did it. Yeah. Like, everyone's going to have a dick-sucking joke because you were a stripper. Like, you were a stripper. Of course we're going to have a dick-sucking joke.
Well,
like,
I think she got offended when she's like, well, where did you work at? Like, no one would really want to see that.
But then it's like, that was a low blow for Nene to even say, well, you filed bankruptcy. Like, who cares?
But that's real talk. Like, who wants to see Nene stripping?
On a pole.
Maybe she didn't know Nene 20 years ago.
Exactly.
She might have been hot stuff.
Honey,
her
bitch,
name was Peaches.
I would tie a horse to a fucking pole and tell it to walk around
it. You know what? You know
what? Ring around the rosy.
You did not know a 20-year-old Nene. Maybe her body was banging.
Honey, but them teeth were not filed down, but her teeth just grow out of nowhere.
You don't go to the strip club looking at her teeth. If she can clap her booty cheeks and flop her titties, that's what matters.
But Nene doesn't even really have a butt.
No, I'm a Virgo. I look at everything. I don't just go to strip joints for specific reasons.
You're like, that's like Vegas strip clubs or like even LA strip clubs. Like Atlanta in 1992.
You gotta stay north of Pico.
LA in 1992 or whenever she was gonna be 20.
Around Freaknik.
As long as she had cheeks that could clap.
But she didn't have a. Nene doesn't have a butt.
I mean,
and she's like a wide.
Yeah, she don't
pancake.
Got a butt.
Maybe she
so
did.
So what was she?
Oh,
having?
Stop, guys. Let's go. Predictions.
Maybe it used to wave like she could do that.
Well, she got gray.
Like slapping him. You ever seen in the old sound studios? No, when they make the thunder and lightning sound.
Shut up.
That's why Nene's out of the boom. Hit an old garage. Remember when garages used to be made out of like tin?
Y'all are horrible people. That's all I have to
say. We're horrible, bitch. Nene be throwing the shade to everyone else, girl.
I still love
Nene. That's fine. I love Nene too.
I love Nene too.
But that's the thing. I really love Nene. And people think I would just hate Nene because of what I talk. But this is real talk.
And I have a new team favorite too.
Who?
Claudia.
I thought you were going to say Demetria. I was going to
I like Demetria.
For what?
She's
boring.
A star.
She's a dust bunny. Like,
she's
I'm so
I think she's a really sweet person.
Honey, she just lost her way in Candyland on reality television.
She's a confused person.
Yeah.
She is.
But then maybe
you would
not.
Never hang out with Demetria in real life.
I would.
She might. I don't know.
I mean, maybe she just hangs out with her. She has to know Bob Rogers ain't her man. And she's on TV trying to
come up with the show.
I get that.
No, she's trying to release a single.
I understand. Girl, I watch Love and Hip Hop. I know the whole hustle. I get it.
Demetria, I like you. You go be my friend.
You're doing what you can.
Come on to L.A.
And you confronted Phaedra to the best of your abilities, and we can only give you credit for that, girl.
And I'm snapping on that for you.
All right. I won't snap for that. But we're going to go to talk about predictions. So Claudia versus Nene next week. Claudia gets crowned the queen of reading.
Cynthia always want to give people titles, like friend contract, title of shade, like just go to Bailey Agency and find a new client.
Find a good title for you.
Right.
Phaedra and Demetria make up, sort of, kind of.
They throw it under the
bridge. I don't know why. Whatever. Maybe.
It was so stupid. It just looks so corny and so fake.
Yeah. They hate it was each probably because it was contrived to begin with. Like, yeah. The only reason Phaedra was coming for her because they were like, come on, do that. And she like, all right, fine, I don't like the hoe anyway. And then they're like, okay, now y'all can apologize. So it was all fake. Mm-hmm.
And then Portia has to get involved with, like, what's her name's drama, NeNe versus Claudia. And then Claudia starts outing Portia's Nigerian prince. And
well, Nigerian prince.
We got her an
$80,000 bag. $80,000 bag? I don't want a bag that costs $80,000.
Is Portia still living with her mom?
No. No, remember she has a huge house with no furniture?
I hope she takes that $80,000 bag and gives that to her mother.
I would just be like, why don't you just buy
me a house.
And buy your furniture. And buy you a nice car.
Set yourself up for longevity.
Give me the 80 G's. I'm going to fix my credit. And buy me a house.
Because she ain't fixing her credit by just having a bag. And we know she got messed up credit because that's why she ain't had nothing in her name with Cordell. They had that conversation.
And remember last year when they tried to evict her from her complex because she wasn't paying her rent?
And these dudes really be out here doing all that for these girls.
But that's what I'm saying. Don't give me an $80,000 bag. Buy me a house, fix my FICO score.
But I'm wondering if, you know, her ish ain't. You know what I mean? All that. Because, like, you can't keep Roger Bob. Like, you know what I mean? Her clitoris might still be on the body. You know what I mean? Like, Claudia's out all over the place, but...
You know what? I can't.
I don't know. Question.
Well, she'll get bedroom candy.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, her JJ, it may not be popping like that.
Not like Portia's, you mean? So that's why she's not getting the $80,000 bag?
Or Roger Bob.
Or maybe she's not willing to bob on the Roger the way that Portia is because
well, she
Portia
is now with that candy coat at night.
Well, Portia is like in a different mindset. She just had a divorce. So yeah, she's like just wild out.
She's out there.
She got a new boo.
Mandingo Warriors.
She got a new booty. She got it all. So she's just going to keep
booty. And I mean, clearly an investor for Go Naked.
And I mean, if he doesn't live here, then you're going to send me really expensive stuff.
That's true.
Yeah, like, true. I want to be able to say I'm carrying you around a little bit.
Oh. Well, Claudia said that there were 20 other Porsches, so
but
whatever.
That's perfect, because then I really don't have to sleep with you. Porsche can. You can just buy me a bag.
Honey, you're not getting an $80,000 bag for and not giving up no goods.
Yeah, but he has the other Porsche.
Don't get crazy. She's on it occasionally. And
don't get crazy.
Okay, so the moral of the story is go out and get a real job and don't depend on nobody to give you anything.
Can we still campaign, please? Dear Portia, Portia for real, Go Naked Hair, please send your sister some hair.
Send me some hair, Portia.
Send NeNe some hair.
Send yes.
You should have gave NeNe hair for the Golden Globes. That's messed up. You let her go like that. It was better, but...
You red.
On that note, thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Stuart Starlet.
At Just Saying 08 on Instagram, Just Saying 1908.
Pink English on Instagram as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.